we promised to put a little fear into you this week, so Sister Helen Holy is up next.
You're listening to the Swish Edition. Alternative talk, news, gossip, reviews, and general gay hilarity for everyone. Yeah, even you.
Sister Helen Holy is the brainchild of Paul J. Williams, a Texas-based comedian who just so happens to also know a thing or two about gay cruises, and both of them will be down with us in the Caribbean this next week on RSVP. Welcome to the show, Sister Helen.
What a blessing to receive your presence on this ministry.
You know, Helen, I just mentioned the RSVP cruise, and I suspect that you have some thoughts on gay cruises.
Well, you know, I believe in taking the word where it's needed, and one might find it unusual that a godly woman like myself would be stuck on a boat of sodomites and lesbians like that. But, you know, the Spirit has moved many times in their presence, and I always look for an opportunity where I can touch as many people as possible.
We like that. Now, how many of these voyages have you done in the past?
Oh, dear Lord, I hate to think about it. It's been numerous. I would say maybe near in the realm of 20, perhaps.
Wow. Now, do you have any advice for the sinners who will be boarding that ship with us on Saturday?
Oh, certainly. Anything that you think you may be prepared to commit on this journey, I will be there and I will be watching, and vengeance is mine.
I love it.
We love that. Now, I was just watching a video. You've got some great videos online, Sister Helen. And I think
praise the Lord.
I know. And I think you were out in Aspen, Colorado, speaking to a group of gays that got together for Gay Ski Week. How was that?
Well, you know, so many times the Christians have to take the message to the poor and afflicted. And for the change, I was blessed to be able to minister to the rich and unafflicted, and it certainly was a blessing.
Now, do you actually strap on the skis yourself?
Well, I did a couple of times, but my knees aren't what they used to be, and it's so hard to get my support hose over those little boot things you have to wear. So I mostly just enjoy things from the bottom looking up.
We do like that. You've done a lot of commentary on fashion. You've done a lot of fashion shows, too. Who does your clothes? Where do you buy your clothes?
Well, any place that sells pink is good for me. You know, the pink is my color, and it is just, it's feminine, it's beautiful, it's godly, and I don't want to stick to just any one place for my clothes, but I will spread the joy wherever I can.
We like that.
Now, Sister Helen, there's been some confusion. You're not a Catholic nun, but we understand Southern Baptist.
Oh, Lord, thank you so much for clarifying. You know, people think that because my name is Sister Helen, that makes me a Catholic. Lord, the Catholics are going to hell. Now, I hate to break it to you, but I am a certified dyed-in-the-wool Baptist, and I want to make that very clear. I am a member of the First Southern Fried Self-Satisfied Baptist Church, where I lead ministry on a regular basis. So let us remember, I am a Baptist because we are the only ones going to heaven after all.
Now, Sister, can you tell us how your ministry's got started?
Well, yes, thank you for asking. You know, it was many years ago, and there was an imposter on the television on the Saturday Night Live. Brother Dana Carvey was doing a similar character. Now, we all know that was not a good Christian woman. She was a Lutheran, after all. And my ministry came about not long after that, and it was certainly inspired by that godly woman's work. But I wanted to just take it a step further. And over the time, it has evolved into what you have seen here today.
I like it. And we were wondering, can we get your honest thoughts on what you think of today's younger gay generation?
Oh, Lord, how much time do we have? Well, you know, I have spent Let's just call it that. I spend a lot of time on my knee about the younger generation. And my knees are flat, basically. I have offered up oral testimony to support the youth of today, and sometimes it's just not enough.
I think that that says it all.
It does say it all.
Now, sister, it's been such we love talking to you, and we don't want to be rude, but we were wondering if we could speak to Paul now.
Oh, Lord, you don't want to talk to that sodomite. You really need to spend more time with me. We're on the road to glory right now. Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to this nice young man. They're doing some Sunday school program. Just a sec.
That woman's crazy.
So do we have Paul J. Williams now?
Yes. Well, welcome to the world of Sybil.
So, Paul, what's the J stand for? Is that J. Roy? Is that your middle name?
Wash your mouth out. It is Jeroy.
Jeroy. I like Jeroy.
I was named after my father's mentor, and that particular man was named after the doctor who delivered him back around the turn of the last century, who was, I guess, Dr. Jeroy. And the research I've done on it is actually, I think, a Norwegian surname. Much of which I'm not. But yes, it is an old family name, and I thought about using it when I joined the unions, because obviously there was already a Paul Williams. But I, for what you just did is exactly why, because I didn't want to be called J. Roy. So I figured if it worked for John F. Kennedy, Susan B. Anthony, and Michael J. Fox, it'll work for Paul J. Williams.
Well, I did the same thing. I go by Stephen J. Walker, so.
Well, there you go.
I understand. Now, you've done TV, the cruise ships, and stand-up. How did you get started in comedy?
You know, when you really look back at it, I think comedy came to me as a defense mechanism in high school. You know, I was the proverbial fag, but yet not physically astute to be able to fight and put up for myself. So I began to be able to fight with comebacks. And I had a very good friend in high school who had a very quick wit. And, you know, we were kind of the Hawkeye and Pierce of our group, to quote from a 70s television show. But I just kind of started honing it as a defense mechanism, but certainly had no idea I would end up where I am now. I got a degree in marketing, thought I was going to go into some sort of international business, and here I am, working on gay cruises and being an actor and doing comedy all over the country. I mean, who could ask for a better life?
That's great. That is great. Now, as you mentioned a few minutes, or as sister mentioned a few minutes ago, she was born by accident when someone asked her to do a Dana Carvey church lady impersonation. Is that correct?
Yeah. I've almost used a year. I'm not going to give the year, but many moons ago, I used to do singing telegrams in Dallas. And, you know, I always tell people that horrible scene in the movie Beaches with Bette Midler in a bunny costume. Yeah, that was me. And the company I worked for, this was about the time that Dana Carvey was doing Church Lady on Saturday Night Live, and they just approached me and said, well, you know, you're funny. Can you imitate this character? And I gave it a shot, and sure, and it kind of took off. And I was very comfortable doing that for about a year or so. And I remember meeting Dana Carvey backstage at a show he was doing in Dallas. And I asked him but one question. I said, do you have a copyright on the character? And his response was, yes, NBC can't touch it. And I thought right then, I have got to make this thing my own. And I felt guilt about the fact that people would say to me, oh, you're just stealing from Dana Carvey. Well, I have honed this character so much over the years. I hope that people, while they may think it is inspired by Dana Carvey, will realize that this is my own baby that just got its germination from watching something Dana did on TV.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you do it very well.
And another reason why, you know, obviously she has her own name. You know, well, people say, do that church lady thing. I have no idea what you're talking about from a legal standpoint.
I like that.
So, Paul, tell us a little bit about Nelda Pickens.
Oh, Nelda. Nelda is my other chief female character that I do in my comedy act. And she was born out of a lot of women that I knew as a kid in Texas. You know, there's a lot to be said for Texas women, and they certainly fill a lot of their stereotypes. The strong Texas woman, in my experience, has often been the one with the biggest hair and the biggest car and some other quirk. And for Nelda, that quirk is that she smokes like a freight train. And not just any cigarette, but she smokes those long brown Moore cigarettes.
Oh, my.
Which, as I say, is the ultimate in white trash nicotine flavor. But Nelda truly is this beehived, chain-smoking real estate agent, you know, some sort of business entrepreneur from Texas, who is best known for her 74 chocolate brown Fleetwood. Because no matter what the year, she's never getting rid of that car because they don't make them that big anymore. And doing her requires, you know, a hunch in the shoulders and a lit cigarette and a lot of... How the hell are you doing?
That's hot.
You know, inevitably, somebody will come up to me after seeing Nelda and go, oh, my God, that was my Aunt Ruth.
Yes. Well, Paul, you have some great characters, it sounds like. Who do you plan on bringing on the cruise next week? What do you have planned for us?
Well, both. Nelda, Helen does a lot of stuff on the cruises. There, you know, any cruise you go on, obviously, is going to have bingo. Well, we've taken bingo to a new height on the RSVP cruises, and I host what I call church bingo. And our regular passengers have gotten accustomed to it so that now people come to bingo in church hats. So it's like going to Easter service at some Southern Baptist church.
That's awesome.
So we do that. Nelda will be there in her swimming pool finery to host the swimsuit pageant, which is always tragic and lots of fun. And then I put together a new show about a year and a half ago, which is a tribute to the 700 Club that Helen nice. Does, called the 701 Club, because... But let's face it, Helen's just a little bit better than Pat Robertson.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm thrilled that on this trip, we are going to be the final show of the week, which is the late night show on Friday in the big theater. And I work with a marvelous musician out of North Carolina who has created his own church woman character named Eleanor Roosevelt. And she's pitifully buck-toothed, but Michael is an accomplished pianist, and he's just a great straight man for me, basically. And so the two, Sister Helen and Sister Eleanor, will be doing the 701 Club on Friday night.
Oh, that sounds great. We look forward to that.
Yeah, we'll be there. Absolutely.
Yes. All right, Paul. Well, we've not been on an RSVP cruise before. We've done Atlantis. What advice do you have for us first-timers on RSVP?
Well, it's, you know, I've always told people who've never been on an RSVP cruise, regardless of what their back history is on other cruises, go to every theme party, even if you don't participate, just to witness the lengths to which people will go to stick to a theme.
That's great.
Okay. I mean, ooh, Lord, the gays love a theme.
Yes, we
and
do.
You walk around that ship looking at these costumes and thinking, they had to pack that.
That's right.
You know, we are both cruise lines give you a marvelous opportunity for countless amounts of fun.
Yeah.
And I really just think, you know, I'll be anxious to see what y'all's take in it. My take is just a kind of a different vibe. I don't think the RSVP ones are as heavy on the parties. I mean, Atlantis does a marvelous job with their lights and their DJs and, you know, the whole circuit party feel of it.
Right.
And while we have certainly have a lot of fun, I don't think ours are as party centric as Atlantis's are.
Great. Okay.
Let's put it this way. We have more morning activities in Atlantis.
I like my morning activity.
Oh, my.
I don't think that's on the program, Steve.
It might be. Oh.
It's well, no, it's just that, you know, they won't schedule anything early in the morning because too many people have been, you know, dancing all night.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're definitely looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to meeting you, Paul, on the ship. You know, if people want to check out what you've got going on or they want to watch some of your videos, because you've got tons and tons of videos online, where would they go online to keep up with you?
My website is Paul J. Williams. That's Paul, just the letter J, Williams.com. It has recently been completely revamped, and as you said, I'm thrilled to have a lot of great videos on there, both of my own work as a stand-up comic, as well as my character work via Helen and Nelda. You know, that's one thing I do want to stress is that I do a lot of these drag characters on the boat, but I've been a very successful stand-up comic as well, you know, without the drag. So it's just fun to be able to diversify and do a little bit of everything.
We like that. And you've got videos of all three of you up there, so we like that.
That would be correct.
That's true.
Exactly.
Well, we're looking – Steve and I are looking forward to meeting Helen and Nelda and you, Paul, this coming weekend, and we can't wait. So thanks for joining us this week.
Wonderful. We'll see you soon.
You're listening to SwishEdition.com.
Ooh, and if you've been to .com, you'll know it's all brand new over there.
.com.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, thank you for joining us for this special show, Sister Helen Holy and Markaholic. It's been a lot of fun. We talked about the Super Bowl. How much fun has this been?
So much fun.
Lots.
I don't even know who I am anymore.
I know. We've gone way over schedule tonight. It's late here in Washington, D.C. The snow's coming down.
I have to go pack.
That's right. You got to pack for your trip to Florida. By the time you guys hear this, Steve's probably halfway to Florida.
Yes.
What time do you leave tomorrow? Oh, you leave Wednesday.
I leave Wednesday. Yeah.
So next week, we've got a special Swish Extra for you guys with JB Dubs. He's the guy behind I Hate My Job video, which I'm sure you all have seen. And the reason we're not going to have all the pop culture stuff that we usually do is because Steve and I are going to be down on RSVP Vacation Southern Caribbean Cruise.
You can get all that stuff on TMZ anyway.
Right. We're going to be in – actually, on Tuesday when the show usually comes out, we're going to be in Carousel.
Yes. That's on Fat Tuesday.
Are you telling people they should go watch TMZ to get their pop culture news instead of listen to the Swish Edition?
No.
That can't be right. but I'm excited about that. We're going to be playing games with the folks on the ship and giving away prizes from Nasty Pig. Steve, we got a box from Nasty Pig full of jock straps.
Yes, they're my favorite. I'm going to wear them all before we give them away.
I think you should. Leave a little piece of Steve in each jock strap.
Ew.
A little dingleberry.
Ew.
If you put them on backwards.
I was going to say, how is that going to work?
Backwards thong.
Oh, my gosh. That would be funny. Well, that'd be funny to wear backwards.
That would be.
Yeah. Smell Steve's bacon.
Ew.
Smells bacon. Smell what he's got cooking.
Oh, my God.
Been cooking.
All right. Can we go pack now?
We can. After we say that we'll be back next week with JB Dubs, and then the next week with Jessica Kearson and Johnny McGovern and Frenchie Davis and all kinds of fun stuff. So excited about that. Evan and Angel are also going to be on the show. So, okay. We can go now.
Yay.
Yay. We want to remind everybody that you should go onto Facebook right this very instant and like us. Our name on Facebook is Swish Edition. You can also follow us on the Twitter. The Twitter name is Swish Edition. Imagine that. You can also talk to us directly by emailing us at talkback@swishedition.com. Or you can call us. We have a dedicated voicemail line at 202-596-7769. Call us anytime.
Oh, you missed some of that. Okay, we also encourage you to get the free Stitcher Radio app for most smartphones and tablets on which you can stream our current and old episodes without taking up any of that hard-earned, valuable space on your hard drive.
Hey, that's right. That stuff's expensive, but you can also subscribe to us on iTunes for free. You just said that. Oh, never mind. You can also subscribe to iTunes for free. You can get all of our episodes as soon as they drop. And if you do that, please make sure you rate and comment on our show. That helps people discover us. I got to get the hell out of here.
I know, right? I can't edit it when there's music in the background.
It's fine. They'll be okay.
All right, y'all. I'm going on vacation.
That's right. Nobody listens this far in the show anyway, right? All right. Enjoy your trip down to Florida. I'll see you on Friday,
okay,
Steve.
I'll see you there. And Dale.
Yes.
I'll miss you, baby.
We'll see you a week from Saturday.
Bye.
Bye, babies. Bye.
If I could turn back time.